All right. Being that past almost past Nechama's bedtime, we're going to start. As usual, you know, here in Eidos, we try to keep away from controversial topics. So I wanted to talk about women wearing talesim tonight. You know, it's just the way it is. This week's parsha, as I'm sure many of you are familiar, Balak hires Bilam. Bilam is supposed to curse the Jews, but every time he tries to curse, he just can't get it out. And in fact, he turns it around. And in one of the times, in what became blessings, Bilam refers to the Jews as Hein Am Kelavi Yakum Kari Yis Nasa Lo Yishkav Ad Yochal Teref Adam Chalim Yishdeh. They get up in the morning like lions. Rashi says, what does that mean? Hein Am Kelavi Yakum Kishem Omdim Mishe Nasam Shachris. When they get up in the morning from sleeping the night, Hein Misgabrin Kelavi, they become strong like a lion. V'Chaari Rach Tofes HaMitzvos, to go and grab the mitzvos. What are they? Lilvosh talis, likroshma, ulahani yachtfilim. What are the three mitzvahs that they do in the morning? Well, they put on their talis, then they read the shma, and then they go and they put on their tefillin.
Not really in that order.
So that's the problem. The problem is... Right. Now, this is particularly problematic because it's against the Gemara. Right, this Rashi, which says puts that order, is definitely against what we have in number three. Amar Ula Kol Akore Kriyashma Bro Tefillin Keilu Meyed Edus Sheker Ba'atzmo. If somebody would go and say Shema when they're not wearing their tefillin, that is as if that they were giving false testimony against themselves. Why? Because it says in the Shema it talks about putting on that you're an obligation to wear tefillin, and the guy's sitting there as he's saying, by the way, everyone has to wear tefillin, he's not wearing tefillin. The Gemara goes on to give other comments as to how bad it is. Yes?
Well, he could have been putting it in alphabetical order.
I guess he could have.
He didn't specifically say that was the order.
I guess. But it's not like Rashi to put things randomly in alphabetical order, particularly when it would be out of order for the way they are done. And particularly, it seems to be saying what they do in the morning. Right? They get up in the morning and they. That seems to be a specific order. So Rashi is problematic in that Rashi does seem to be against the order that the Gemara indicates, and it's against the order that we do. In fact, we go to shul, we do put on the talis first, that's true, but we then put on tefillin and we then say shema, not the other way. So there's a lot of talk about this. There are opinions out there that, in fact, Rashi never wrote this. There were some Rashi Tevos that were offered up that were misunderstood by the printer. In fact, if you look at the original source for Rashi, it is a Medrash, Tanchuma, number 4, and in fact, the Medrash does not say what Rashi says. The Medrash says, "Hein Am Kelavi Yakum." It's referring to the same pasuk. Ukaari Yisnasa Ein Uma Ba'olam Kiyotze Behem. Bilam said, "There's no nation in the world that are like them." Harehim Yishenim Min HaTorah Umin HaMitzvos. They go to sleep and they're not doing Torah Mitzvos. Amdu Mishenasam. They get up. Omdim Ka'arayos. They get up and they say Shema and they pronounce God is the King. And when then they go about their day and they do their work. So the first thing they do up in the morning is they say Shema, and then afterwards they go about their day. The Medrash, which seems very similar to this Rashi and would seem to be the original source, does not at all seem to be indicating that there's any tefillin or talis at all to talk about. So therefore, this would seem to be support that there was some mistake along the way. However, other people don't agree. This Sefer Beis Yitzchak, written by Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, is asked the following question. He said that it's hard to imagine, but there are some people at the time who were getting up late. How late were they getting up? They were getting up so late that when they got up, it was almost Sosman Kriya Shema. So these people would say Kriya Shema right away, and then they would go to shul, and they'd put on their talis and tefillin. So the question is that appropriate? Because if you, in fact, do that, if you first put on your, if you first Shema, and then put on your tefillin, the Shema would have been without the tefillin, and that would be a violation of the Gemara and Brachas. So he gets up and says there's a reason for the order, the way things are supposed to be. So he says, V'asher anochi achazer yashev ha-minag. So let me try to explain to you where this minug that the people do, that they say Shema, even before they put on tefillin, where it comes from. It says, if you look at the Beis Yosef, he brings an opinion, the tzitzis kodim l'tefillin. Why do I put on my talis before I put on my tefillin? So the Beis Yosef says, because it's a case of tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodim. The thing which I do more often comes first. So I wear a talis every day. I don't wear my tefillin on Shabbos. So right away, so that is Tadir. Aye, but what about Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema I also do every day. Why should I first put on my tzitzis or my talis and then say Kriya Shema?
In fact, you say Shema more times.
Right, so he explains, well, there's a difference. He says, when it comes to my talus, or my talus I wear throughout the entire davening, and my tzitzis I wear through the entire day, as opposed to Shema, it's only a small amount of time. Right? So he says, so therefore, first the order should be, first a person should put on your tzitzis, then you say Kriya Shema, because that's also every day, but not all day, and then you put on your tefillin. And he points out, that ubahachi, and based on this, miyushavim divrei Rashi. That's exactly what Rashi said here. Okay, very good. That's what Rashi says here. But what about the Gemara in Brachas? So he says we don't follow that Gemara actually. The Gemara in Brachas, which says it has to be in the other order, that is an opinion that we reject. Why is it an opinion that we reject? So he says it has to do with another Gemara, and this is an important Gemara. There is an opinion out there. So we, when it comes to tefillin, that's not today's topic, but we don't wear tefillin at night, and we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif. Did they mention that? However, the...
Nothing.
He was joking. So... According to the opinion that is one opinion, but that's not the only opinion. There's many people in the many Tanoim who believed that Laila is Zman Tefillin, that you're supposed to wear Tefillin not only day but also at night, and also Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So similarly, we have a Machlok. So if that was the case, of course, you would have to put it on before Shema, and then the Gemara would make sense. We don't follow that opinion. We assume that we don't wear tefillin all every day. That's why the Beis Yitzchak says Rashi is right. And in fact, that is appropriate. The Gemara Menachos has this same Machlokes regarding tzitzis, and that's what I like to focus on. The Gemara says as follows: Hakol chayovim betzitzis. Everybody has to wear tzitzis. We're at number six. Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Noshim, ve'avodim. How do you like that? The Gemara says flat out that women have to wear tzitzis. We have Shimon poter benoshim. Next word? What's your next word? Mibnei she mitzvah sasesha zman gman gmaru. The whole mitzvah sasesha zman grama noshim peturos. Okay, so that we get. But what's the Tanakhama thinking? So Rashim and Poter ben Noshim, my time of the Reb Shimon. Why does he say that they are? Detanya ureisem oso. It says by tzitzis, you have to see them. Prat l'chsus laila, that means only things by day, not by night. Atoma prat luxus lilo in el prat luxus summa. Maybe reisim also doesn't mean day versus night. It means a blind person versus a person who can see. Kishomer asher techase baharik susuma omer. That's a different pasuk. Hamani mekayim reisim also prat luxus lilo. So we have a machlokas here between the Tanur Kama and Reb Shimon, and the machlokas is a twofold. The first machlokas, which relates to us in the way we are dealing with Rashi, is are you chayiv to wear tzitzis at night? According to the Tanur Kama, yes. So of course that is undoubtedly more tadir as far as we're concerned. However, as a side benefit of that, or I don't know if you call it a benefit, but that makes it into a mitzvah saseh, she'eino azman grama. Becomes a positive mitzvah that is not time-bound, and therefore, according to that opinion, women are required to wear tzitzis just like men are. Yes, Dr. Clayman.
Never mind, I figured it out.
Good. So, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? Do
we? If we belong to the women of the kotel, we paskin, yes.
Okay. So if you look at Tosfos and Sukkah, Tosfos and Sukkah talks about V'chein Rabbi Yehuda the Perak Treilas the Kasavi Leiros Man Titzis V'lo Mitzvah Saseish Hazman Gramu V'Nashim Chayavas Karabonin the Perak Treilas Amr Hakol Chayav Mitzitzim Nashim V'Avodim. So on the one hand you have Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, who are both of the opinion that women do have to wear tzitzis. Rabbi Shimon Pot the B'Nashim. So even though it's Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim versus Rabbi Shimon, in that case I would have put my money on the first opinion of the Rabbanan. Still, the Gemara Tosfos says we don't paskin that way. He said rather we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So what's the reason for that? The Kavasei Kaimalami the Dachik Gemara Bereish Perak Shnei Sheni Dezavachim Leuk Me Tanai Hasam Kulik Rabbi Shimon. Yet there are other Gemaras out there which seem to support him, and based on that, we assume that way. So therefore, how do we paskin? We assume that Laila is Ksus Laila is not chayiv in tzitzis, eh? And we assume that women are not chayiv in tzitzis. Okay, that's the standard opinion. But wait a second, that's not the end of the story at all. There's a lot of mitzvahs that, not so many, but there are a bunch of mitzvahs out there that women are not chayiv in, right? Women are not chayiv in hearing the shofar. It's a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama. Women are not chayiv to shake the lulav. It's a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama. Women are not chayiv to sit in the sukkah. Right? It's mitzvah saseh she'azman grama. Do women generally come listen to the shofar blowing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not
only that, they make a bracha. What? Well, they usually don't make a bracha because Dr. Teitelbaum makes the bracha.
No, but if it's here in the shul.
Correct, and if Dr. Teitelbaum makes a house call,
then
she makes a bracha. And more common than that, in fact, is Lulavit Esrog. Right? And that's not even a rare case, but among us Ashkenazim, all women, right? As far as I know, all women shake lulav and esrog, and they make a bracha. And so too, when a woman sits in the sukkah, she makes a leishe basukkah. So okay, so women are in chayiv and tzitzis, fine. But why is it different than lulav? Why is it different than shofar? Why is it different than sukkah? Just like we encourage them to volunteer those mitzvahs, let them volunteer this mitzvah. Now that let them make a bracha on it as well. That's the question. Okay, I understand it's a machokas. We don't follow the opinion. We're not going to obligate them. That's not a problem. But let's at least encourage them. So that's the question. Why is it that, okay, there's good reason to be machayv them, but we're not going to. I get that. Why don't we at least allow, if not encourage? The Maharil is asked this question. The Maharil is a Rishon, Germany, 1400s. He says, "Nashid lo nehigi betzitzis, women who do not have a tradition of wearing tzitzis, but kasamar de enkan nidnu davera." He said that there's nothing wrong with the fact that they're not wearing tzitzis. I feel that ikud nikla tichi mashkosum yishofer, ela adrava, nitivusa damara mina, pashtin the kaimalon kibe shamai. But also I feel a bit mino, kizerishum tcheras vikisu ksus raira. But who adin? Vihi Hachuva the Shach of Migzer, Anashim Afilu Vitzemer. See, the question is basically, why is it that the women aren't wearing tzitzis? So he has three answers that he comes forward with. The first one is as follows. When it comes to tzitzis, tzitzis is a very special mitzvah in that tzitzis allows a person to wear shatnas. Assuming a person is wearing a linen garment, they can put wool tzitzis on it, that which would usually be shatnas, and that's not a problem. Now, nowadays, that's not true. But when there used to be tcheles, when we had the real tcheles, not what we think maybe is tcheles, then we would allow people to wear shatnas with it. Now, that was also shatnas. That was another hetzer, right? But for example, we talk about the fact that if a kohen wasn't chayav, let's say a kohen was wearing the big day kahuna outside of the Beis Hamikdash, that would be an iser of shatnas. You can get malchus for that.
Not inside the Beis Hamikdash.
But inside, when you're doing the avoda, avadah, the avnate was made out of shatnas. So too, when it comes to tzitzis, that's a hetzer. That you're allowed to wear it. But if a person's not chayiv in tzitzis, and they're just volunteering it, you can't volunteer to put on shatnas. So answer number one is that is the reason for it. The reason that we don't allow women to wear tzitzis is because if we allowed them to wear tzitzis, they might wear it in the way that men are allowed to wear it, with shatnas, and that would be an iser. So therefore, since we're concerned it's going to lead to an aveira, we told them not to do it. Now, of course, the question that you might want to ask on me is, but wait a second. But nowadays, even men can't. So there's really no room. Maybe there was a time in history where that was a concern, but unfortunately, this is not the time. Yes?
They're not really, they're not, the article of clothing is not woven together that way. It's just put on the corners. It's kind of a separate.
Nope.
You're saying no, that's shatnas.
I'm saying that is shatnas.
Okay.
There's more to be said about that, but I'm going to stick with it is shatnas.
All right.
Still, good. Okay. So that's answer number one. Answer number one is the reason that tzitzis are different than lulav and esrog, etc., is because of this shatnas concern. Two, od nirali. The ein mitzvah tzitzis kashar mitzvahs dehavu chovas haguf. So this is a little unclear what he's saying. We're going to get some clarity later on it. He said, well, do men have to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. Do they have to shake davar minim? Do they have to eat in the sukkah? Do men have to wear tzitzis every day?
No, if they wear arba.
Right.
Wear a beged that doesn't have arba kamfos, you can get away with it.
Right. That the truth of the matter is that
what's the term? You wear a garment that's what?
Four quarters.
Okay.
Right?
Near Durango.
Right.
Yeah.
Or no. Again, right now, I don't see anybody who's wearing a natural beged that's chayev in tzitzis. Right? People are. Right. Other than, again, if people are wearing tzitzis, it's on a special beged you put on. Right. There's nothing naturally. If I wasn't wearing that, just the shirt I'm wearing now is not chayv. It's a little question why, because my shirt does have four quarters.
It does.
One, two, three, four. But
those are really considered corners.
They are corners.
They are corners.
What would you call them?
Well, there's another corner here.
Edges.
Another corner here. Maybe that's
yep. Open up.
Rounded.
What?
Corners.
So the reason that we're not chayv is because all four corners are in front. And to be chayv, you need two corners in the front and two corners in the back.
And because your shirt is rounded?
Some are,
some
aren't.
Slits up the side, and then you have two corners in front
and
two corners in back.
So if the slit goes at least half the way up, yes, that's chayv in tzitzis. And those are what they call nitzitz, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What if you have the shawl both over the front, like, you know, many people, like, can't just have shivas.
Yes, that's probably not chayiv. It's the old-fashioned scarf ones.
The scarf, yeah.
Right. In fact, that's the reason why the gra would not bring back his tzitzis from the back. During Shema, you'd only take the front ones. That's the same.
Explain that garment you're talking about.
again, in the non-Orthodox, traditionally, a lot of the talesim aren't actually what we wear, but they're just shawls.
Now I got you.
Right? That's the question.
Got it.
Right, so...
Rabbi, we were talking about the baguette that many Litvish Rosh Hashivas are wearing, you know, the three-quarter length coat, or...
The Prince Albert.
Yeah, that has a shawl in the back, and it has armakas.
Prince Albert in a can.
It has
Does it go half the way up? I think it doesn't go half the way up.
That's the reason, maybe.
Right, it doesn't go half. If it would go half the way up, you know, chinami, it would be chayev and
tzitzis. So it doesn't
have
a slit in the back at all.
Why?
So they're not riding a horse. I mean,
not usually.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So answer number two is men. Men themselves aren't chayiv. So if men aren't chayiv, right? If men were chayiv, then women could be encouraged. But if men themselves aren't chayiv, we don't encourage women to do it either. Okay, it's a little hard to understand that. We'll get back to it. Third answer, why women don't wear tzitzis. Oh, nira, the ikar mitzvah tzitzis, having they lizkor kol mitzvah Hashem. Kisiv v'kro behedja. What do we, it says, u'reisam oso, what's the next words? U'zchartem, he's supposed to do it to remember all 613 mitzvahs. As it says there, the measure here, the v'izkira ha'yatar yag mitzvahs, bein l'tama nigga, bein l'tama nisav, haninashi listna b'tar yag mitzvahs. We say, the famous Rashi, they say, you look at tzitzis and you see, you think of the 613 mitzvahs. Why? Tzitzis is gematria 600. Tzadi yud, right? That's 100, then another 400 is 600. You have 8 strings. You have 5 knots. There you have it. Rashi says 613. And women don't have 613 mitzvahs. As we said, they're not chayvim mitzvahs haseh shas man grama. So that's why they don't wear tzitzis. It's not related to them.
But nobody has. You need all 6.
That's one great question. There's a lot more where that came from.
Why a few less knots? Huh?
Right. So again, I'm not a Kohen. Right. Nobody in the world has
613.
Right. You can say, well, at least that theoretically, I'm chayavim.
630.
Right. No, I'm not. I've never was chayavim yibum or charitza. You know, right there's. And also they point out that the whole drush is wrong. Tzitzis is not spelled that way. There aren't 8 strings. There's actually only 4 strings that are doubled over. Midaraisa, there's only 1 knot. Right? Only there are abundant. So these are the 3 answers that are offered up here. And in all truth, they aren't really the strongest of answers. Right? Just to review again, the first answer was concern that they might wear shatnez. Which again, if we're not concerned about men wearing shatnez nowadays, why would we be concerned about women, right? The second one being, well, men aren't even chayiv. So okay, so men aren't even chayiv. So why does that affect the women's ability to do it? And the third one is this idea that there's a specific reason for the mitzvah to remind us of the 613 mitzvahs. They're not chayiv in 613 mitzvahs. That's the Maharil's 3 answers. Interesting, the Maharil, we have 2 svarim from the Maharil. One are the Tshuvas, which there's 2 volumes of. And then there's the Maharil Minhagim, which is really the more popular of the svarim. And in it, it's very interesting. Maharil talks a little bit about a neighbor. Amar Mari Segal, he's quoting his Rebbe here. B'makom sheish isho del atakim tzitzios al tikdak dem isha. It's better that a man should tie tzitzis than women. And he said that I don't really like this idea that certain women are wearing tzitzis. And this means that there were women in the 14th century that were wearing tzitzis. It was you? What?
You put an answer to why women can't tie. What? You just said it and he didn't back it.
So again, he says, A, you'll know he said it's better not. He didn't say that they can't, right? There's a concept that if someone is not chayiv in a mitzvah, they can't do it. Right, there's a lot to be said about that, but not now.
Okay.
Right, that is related to the question of whether a woman could put up a sukkah. Obviously, it's very related to it.
Got it.
So that's... Vesholo, mibne ma ino mocha biyat harabanit, moras bruna, beiro, shenicha, becholis talis cotton. So he asked him, well, why don't you say something to the Rebbetzin down the street who's wearing tzitzis right now? Beheshev. Right? It's a fascinating piece. Beheshev Sheva Eino Makshevesli. The Rebbe says she's never going to listen to me.
You tell her.
Yeah, you go ahead.
You go ahead and tell her that.
Even though he was against it, of course he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, no, the Rebbetzin wants to wear Zalzainozoi. What am I going to tell you? Very interesting. Truth be told, that not everybody agrees with the Mahariel. Look at the Rambam. So before I look at the Rambam, there's actually one, another, I have to give a fourth reason. That's not from the Mahariel, but it's quoted actually in the Targum Yonasan. On the Pasuk, number 10, Lo yeh kli gevra al isha v'lo yilbash gevra simlas isha ki tovas Hashem lokecha kol ha'ele. The Pasuk, which is against cross-dressing, men cannot wear women's clothing and vice versa. The Targum translates it as saying, Lo yeh gulyan de tzitzis v'tilin de hinon tikune gevra al itza. Translates it as, women cannot wear tefillin and tzitzis because those are men's garments.
Yeah, that's best backwards.
What? Okay, but at this, sorry, but at this point, it is definitely you could say that about anything.
The garment is a woman's garment. It happens to have four corners, and then if you say that by tzitzis or allowed tzitzis,
so
put tzitzis on the woman's garment.
So Dr. Jacobs is saying, and we'll get back to that, that okay, he'll accept that perhaps a woman can't grab a talus off the rack here and put it on, but if there are female talasim, right, and if there are, or if there is a four-cornered garment that women, right, some, right, not that she's obligated, right. No, we wouldn't say that. Correct. A nice, so just we don't usually get politically involved here. But I know people that were at Ivanka and Jared's wedding. And at the wedding, they gave out Pashima shawls for the sake of tznius, that they understood that, you know, not everybody, not all the women would be particularly covered. So they actually gave out shawls for the women to put on.
And they're usually four-cornered, those Pashminas.
Right. So they weren't chayiv to put on tzitzis on it, but one can make an argument that they're probably large enough, right?
Yeah, they're good size.
Were they split? Like you said,
why the split?
They have fringe on the end.
Is your talus split?
Is only what makes a coat.
Your talus, I'll note, is not split. I noticed this morning, and I don't think you want us to do something about it tomorrow, right? So that is a fourth approach. The Rambam is pretty clear. If a woman wants to wear a tzitzis, go right ahead. You just can't make a bracha. Why can't you make a bracha? Because he's a Sephardi. He holds that women can't make a bracha on shofar blowing, and he can't make a bracha on lulav shaking, and he can't make, you know, he's just being consistent, right? He would never allow you to make a woman to make a bracha. It happens to be his approach makes more sense. To get the word, it says, Asher kidishonu b'mitzosav vitzivanu. And you commanded us. A woman can't really say that, because she's not commanded to do this. Can't say, tzivanu lishmoa kol shofar. No, women are not commanded to do that. Therefore, it's not appropriate for them to make a bracha, he holds. In my mind, that's a pretty solid piece of logic.
I don't agree with him.
Why not? Machogas Patty and the Rambam. I love these.
Patty wins hands down.
She's been around for 700 years.
because we were commanded. I mean, I feel like we took on all those beats.
Volunteering is not being commanded.
Well, I'm saying we all got commanded to the mitzvah.
No, not true. I mean, again, do I get up? Am I commanded to bring karbanos? No, I'm not a kohen.
But you.
And even if I
temple, you would bring them to the Kohen.
Correct, but I would not bring them on the Mizbeach.
Right, you would not. I get that. We have someone who does that job.
Right. It's not my job.
So women have certain roles that they do.
No, that's okay. That's the Rambam. We're not discussing that now. But the Rambam is very clear that the Rambam does not agree with the Mahariel.
And they make a bracha on a precious challah.
Yeah,
but the mitzvah that is only commanded to women.
No.
I saw it. I mean,
Is that what Augie told you?
Yes.
Stay out of the kitchen.
So if you make challah, you're not going to say a bracha?
That's a different kind of commandment.
Mm.
So if
it's not the anti-mitzvah, he says mangrava.
I see.
Right. So that's the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch says it as well.
Yes.
Right? Again, these are major Rishonim we're talking about here. The Rambam, it's a pretty big name, says women can wear tzitzis. Sefer HaChinuch, no, I guess Mitzvah Zub Bezcharim, that tzitzis is only for men, b'chol makom b'chol zman, aval lo nekevos, but not women. V'im ratzo nekevos hatef, misasos v'lo bracha, kedas k'tzasam r'forshim, u'k'tzasam omer mafil b'bracha. He says, yeah, if women want to, Sefer HaChinuch says women can put on tzitzis. And some people say you do make a bracha, and some people say you don't make a bracha. Ashkenazim will say, yes, make a bracha. Sfardim would say, don't make a bracha. Right? But at the end of the day, there's no problem with it. So it seems from here, you know, yes, I have the Ma'aril with his not strongest of svaris coming out and saying women can't wear a talus. And you got to wonder how serious he is about it, because he didn't want to fight with the Rebbetzin down the street who was doing it. Let's be honest here. As opposed to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, who, even though they paskin like everybody else, women aren't obligated, think that they can. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch number 14. Noshim va'avadim peturim mitneshi mitzvah saseshos man grava. The Shulchan Aruch does not take a stand on this. Just says that they are potter, that they are not obligated. Ramah, mikol mako imrosim le'atfo levarach av harishus biyado kamo b'shar mitzvah saseshos man grava. So he goes on and says women, in fact, can wear it and make a bracha. And he has a list of sources. However, achmechzi kiyura, it seems like haughtiness. L'chein ein lehem lilvo shittes hov eino chova sagavra. Pirish eino chayev liknos lo talos kadeshi yischayev betzitzos. What does that mean? So it seems to be that the Rambam is hearkening back to the second answer of the Ma'aril. If you remember the second answer of the Ma'aril, where since men are not obligated, women should not volunteer. So what the Rei, the Ramah, seems to be understanding it as follows, that it's one thing, you know, to turn around and say, you know, even though I'm not obligated in something, I'd like to volunteer to do it, right? I'm not obligated to shake Lulav and Esrog, but I'd like to do it. I'm not obligated to hear the shofar, but I'd like to do it. But here, when the men are not chayiv, and then women go on top of the not chayiv and go out of their way to do it, that's already, he says, a certain amount of haughtiness. Oh, look how frum I am. All the chumras I'm going to pick up.
But that's good for talis, not what about the tefillin.
That's a projection.
What? We're not talking about the tefillin now. Right? So that is the idea, right? When it comes to, that's why the Ramah says women do not wear it. Aruch HaShulchan, moving to more modern times. The Aruch HaShulchan says that no women cannot wear a talus. The kol shekein levarech, and of course not make a bracha. Eino doma l'shofar sukkah l'lulav. It's not like what we've been talking about, shofar sukkah and lulav. Davi pam achas bashanav mitzvah karega. Right? It's once a year when we come and you do it. Okay, it's not a big deal. Aval tzitzis mitzvasa kol hashana. All the time. So he puts it together with the fact that what the Ramah seems to be saying is that women, that men aren't chayiv in it, right? And that it's, right? So therefore, if a man, when he does it, it's a chumrah. For a woman to do it's a chumrah, gabe chumrah. And not only that, if you're talking about yura, you're talking about, you know, being a show off. Look how religious I am. It's one thing, shofar, a lulav, it's a once in a year type thing, or a week in a year type thing. To do this day in, day out, not appropriate. That's what the Ramah is saying. So the Aruch HaShulchan said this has always been the tradition, and you don't change it, and women do not wear tzitzis. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is surprisingly liberal about this. If you look at Rav Shlomo Zalman in number 6, he says, Asur l'isha l'aste b'talas shalodu, ki hu kli gever al ha'isha. What type of talis can't a woman wear?
Men's talis.
Mash nitzv gemara, noshim shalav shu tzitzis. Aye, the gemara sometimes says women wearing tzitzis. Hanu al simro shalahem.
If you wear a four-cornered garment that is yours and you put
right
on
again,
it, again,
I,
okay.
I'm not the world's biggest expert in fashion. I'm maybe number 7 on the list, but maybe.
But a few of people would like to see them.
Right. Right. So again, I think we have seen some of them. So the idea being that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would allow a woman to does not seem to be as concerned about the
ewer.
And wear female tzitzis.
Would you say a male would have to tie the knots, or the woman?
They're pink.
I think we can be mikel that a woman could tie the knots in this case. To the extent that there is no chiyuv. Two more sources from Achenu B'nei Svarad. The Ben Yishchai has a different approach than the four we've had, and then David Yosef, the son of Rav Avadya, has yet another approach. Both of them very interesting. The Ben Yishchai, when he discusses it, writes as follows. Noshim v'avodim peturim mitzvah tzitzis, da'afilu imrovshim talos bas arba kamfos, ein tzrichim rahatel lo tzitzis. Now, as we paskin, women, avodim, are not obligated to wear tzitzis, right? No one disagrees with that. There were opinions in the Gemara that disagreed with that, but not anymore. They did mitzvah tzitzis as man grum, mehivachom mitzvah tzitzis as man grum, and noshim v'avodim peturim. Fine. And even when it comes to the other cases, if they want to, they have a right to do the mitzvahs. And they get reward for that. And it's not that we look down upon it. So first he says like the Rama, it's not appropriate. Also, you have the cross-dressing issue. Then he says, Kabbalistically, there's another reason for it. Al pisod, it's a secret. If I told you, I could have to kill you. And this has nothing to do with women. So I have no idea what that means. Maybe when I turn 40. But I can tell you the following, though. I can tell you the following story. There is a fellow in yeshiva, Professor Harvey Sober, Chaim Sober. Some people might have heard of him. Anybody? Look him up online. He's a fascinating fellow. He's the person who started Torah Dojo. He's a ninth degree black belt. He designs weapons for the Mossad, for hand-to-hand combat, and he teaches beginners Hebrew in YU. That's what he does for a living. So one time he spoke about tefillin. There's a connection, a strong connection it seems, between tefillin and Far Eastern medicine. And the seven, and the way you tie your tefillin are related to spots on the acupuncture charts, etc. And among the things that he said was the places where the tefillin shel rosh hit, the front of the head and the back of the head, etc., when combined, according to the traditions of the Far East, lead to a greater spiritual connection. However, according to the Far East, this only works in men because women have a womb and they always have that natural connection. It's only men who need it. So again, I don't know what any of that means, but that's what the Ben Yishchai sounds like here. That whatever it's spiritually going on, only the guys need it. The last comment I'm going to make is written by Rav David Yosef, the brother slash son of various chief rabbis, who writes as follows. He has the Sefer Halacha Ruah, Minag HaSfaradim Ve'edut HaMizrach HaOchem Be'akvus HaOrah HaZmaran HaShulchan Aruch Asur Ish Revorech HaLatzitzis. Women can't make a bracha on tzitzis. Yes, that's true, just like they can't make a bracha on any other mitzvah cessation as man grama. That's for sure. In fact, they shouldn't get involved in it. They shouldn't wear it at all. V'afla minag ha'ashkenazim, and even according to the Ashkenazim, ha'nogim sh'anoshim avarchus ha'mitzot sasei shazman grava, who in general do allow women to make brachas in these cases, l'inya mitzot tzitzis roi sh'ro yilbashu ha'noshim taras kal. Even the Ashkenazim shouldn't allow this. Why? B'zman hazeh, sh'ar reformim okre hadas manhigim came. Nowadays, where the reform have this tradition that women do this, so he makes the point that that it is a statement that we have to make that we don't follow these new introduction to the reform. We are not that way, and that's the reason why he says we don't. So in the end, we were offered six different answers why women don't wear tzitzis nowadays. Some of them are perhaps more compelling than others. But at the end of the day, it does remain true that the overwhelming majority of Orthodox women for quite some time have not been wearing tzitzis, and that's probably the way that we should keep on doing it.
Are there any other mitzvahs that women aren't allowed to do?
Tefillin?
Oh, yeah.